Ubi Petrus Ibi Ecclesia. Where Peter is, there is the church. There is no other organization, society, religion, or government that has such immense influence on the world, directly or indirectly, as the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is present everywhere. It impacts every culture, society, and the lives of those within it. In places where there is oppression, the spread of dangerous ideologies, threats to human life, and the dismantling of human dignity, the church stands as a beacon of hope and a voice of reason and truth. The church is there to encourage, to empower, and to unite. She cannot be destroyed. Many kings, empires, and even those from within have tried to destroy her. But the church remains. The growth and immense impact of the church cannot be explained by merely human means, because her origin is divine and supernatural. The phrase, "Where Peter is, there is the church," is credited to St. Ambrose from the 4th century. This was a time when heretics and apostates were causing great division within the church and the Roman Empire. And St. Ambrose believed that the surest way to remain in the true faith was to remain in union with the Catholic Church, led by the successors of St. Peter. Jesus entrusted his church to Peter and the apostles and gave Peter a unique role among them. "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it." Our Lord founded his church upon Peter, the rock, and commanded the apostles to bring the gospel to all nations, so that through the church and her members, God can communicate his truth and life to the world. St. Ambrose was telling us to remain in union with the faith of St. Peter, because to separate oneself from the church means to be separated from the mystical body of Christ. The church is both visible and spiritual. What we see here now is this building and our brothers and sisters gathered here. But the church is more than that. The church also includes the communion of saints and angels in heaven, the holy souls in purgatory, and all of our baptized brothers and sisters around the world. Today, there are thousands upon thousands of Christian denominations, movements, and communities globally. And many of them do not agree with each other about the faith. Upon this rock, I will build my church. It is very clear. Our Lord founded one church. He said, "My church, not my churches." St. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, says that we have one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And Jesus himself prayed for unity among us. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, so that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Our Lord not only established one church led by Peter and his successors, he also gave them the power to bind and to loose, an authority that continues in the church through the successors of the apostles. The keys to the kingdom of heaven have been handed down from St. Peter all the way to his current successor, Pope Leo XIV. The Catholic Church today carries the same faith, identity, and mission that she received from our Lord 2,000 years ago. This is why the church has stood the test of time. This is why the church is alive. even when her own members have failed to remain faithful. Because she is not subject to even her own members, she is subject to Jesus himself. And the Holy Spirit redirects, inspires, heals, and strengthens her during her greatest trials and most difficult moments. When you and I gather here every Sunday, we are a part of something greater than anything we experience during the week. The liturgy, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, is where the Church finds her identity, her mission, and her very life. What a privilege for us, what a blessing for us, to be a part of something that goes beyond the visible, beyond what we can see and understand with our minds, to witness the moment where heaven and earth meet, and to partake of the spotless and immolated Lamb. Come, all of you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. What a privilege it is for us to have this faith that gives us hope and strength to carry on amidst our struggles, to support one another through prayer, to be united with the whole Church, visible and invisible. Where Peter is, there is the Church. And here is the Church. So now let's come to the altar without cost. Let us be filled so that we are no longer hungry or thirsty. Let us come home to this hospital where we are healed. Let us remain on this ark of faith led by the successor of St. Peter. Let us be renewed and strengthened now more than ever to remember our mission, to bring this true and authentic faith to others so that they too may come to this altar without cost and enter into the arms of our Heavenly Father. United at this altar with the whole Church, we now lift our hearts and echo the words of this hymn. Elect from every nation, yet one over all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses, with every grace endued.